quarter to 6:53 degrees. And as we start the best 5 minutes of the day, I feel like George Bailey. I'll tell you why in a moment. First, good morning to Jason Kanz.
Good morning.
George Bailey, of course, hearkening to Jimmy Stewart, the classic role, It's a Wonderful Life, a Christmas classic. People watch it just about every holiday season. And the big deal in that movie is what, Jason?
A recollection of his past and a reminder of the people who love him.
And also, what I'm thinking of this morning is, you know, what would have happened if he wasn't there? And I wasn't there at the breakfast table on Saturday, so there's nobody to eat your extra raisins, from what I understand.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I think so. They just went wasted.
So I do serve a purpose in this life.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So if you ever feel like George Bailey, where you're going to jump off a bridge, remember that you eat my raisins.
I know. There we go. I have a place at the table. I have a place at the table.
You do. You were missed.
That's good.
You were missed. You know, it was an interesting breakfast because your daughter came over and said, "I got to go right now." And there was some confusion about when she started work. And,
right. I know.
It was fun.
I heard that. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like 8:15, and the torn jeans weren't going to get it done for the banking
right,
world.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
So I was at my 40th high school reunion on Saturday.
And you were.
Here's the thing. For me, of all the reunions since graduating from Tosa East in 82, I only went to a house party for the 20th because the next night on a Saturday, I was back at Eau Claire for another, like, 10-year reunion for broadcast journalism students. So... And I have a pretty decent memory. And so what was weird, though, one of the weird occurrences, really glad I did it and everything. But, you know, saw a lot of folks you hadn't seen in a long time. But first of all, my good friend Mark from Fort Wayne, I say, boy, I think the last time I saw you was that house party for the 20th. He just did not remember it. I'm like, okay, all right. I move on to another friend. Similarly, Dan, I said, boy, I haven't seen you since that house party for the 20th. Didn't remember it, really. And then finally, I'm like, I really knew because I hadn't seen him much at all that one time. This was the topper, though. Amy from Baltimore, I say, you know, chatting, and she's got a nonprofit. We do. I say, hadn't seen you since. She's just like, you mean that Mike and Mary? She's like, I wasn't there. And so, you know, it was kind of one of those deals where I'm like, I know it. I've got these memories. Let me show you the pictures.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the question is, were you actually there?
Yes, I was. But what do you do then when you remember something? Do you have those instances at all with family or friends or coworkers where you recall something and you know that's the case, and then they just are, something like that happens?
Yeah, I mean, it can lead to a feeling of craziness. I know Heather experiences that with the kids where she'll recall a conversation they've had and the kids will say, that never happened.
Yeah.
And then it's, am I crazy?
Right.
I mean, that's the sort of idea that ends up coming up with that. So for sure that can happen.
And you do decide fairly early, like the third and final one was Amy. And I'm like, this is just kind of a theme here. I'm not going to push it because she took the hardest stance. Yeah. She's like, there's no way I was there.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the only time I've seen you in 40 years. All right. So it is interesting, though. I did get some more from one of my friends. He's like, Dick Clarkitis. He's like, Halvo, you look the same. So that's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a great compliment for sure.
Because I got to say, a lot of the other folks are looking a little older. A little older.
Yeah. I suspect people would say to me, you still look terrible.
Come on.
Hopefully not. No. That wouldn't
right.
be the case.
I did think about bringing some of your books, but then I was just going to use a piece of white paper and write over it Mark Halverson. I just thought, I'd be found out. So I did not.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I did not do that. All right, we're doing Romans 5:13-14.
Yeah, so it says, yes, people sinned even before the law was given, but it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law to break. Still, everyone died from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even those who did not disobey an explicit commandment of God, as Adam did. Now, Adam is a symbol, a representation of Christ who was yet to come.
All right. And so from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Romans 5, 13 and 14, sin was around long before I gave Moses the law, codifying it. Those first generations did not know a divine law existed, but they felt its efforts every day in pain, toil, and death. Death was not my creational intent, yet everyone has felt its sting. Adam is humanity's representative. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think we do definitely feel that, right? The pain of death and brokenness and fragmentation in our lives. And just to remember that was not God's purpose in creation, and that he created us for goodness and love and relationship. So,
looking forward to the new heaven and the new earth. But in the meantime, let's spread the kingdom here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks. Absolutely. Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Instead of the promise of the day, we're going to go with this, the encouragement of the day. I saw this was handed out at our church yesterday in terms of one another. We're doing a four-part series on one another. My wife did a video on love one another yesterday. And these are all the things scripturally we're called to do. Ready? Go. Love one another. Be at peace with one another. Through love, serve one another. Don't grumble among one another. Accept one another. When you come together to eat, wait for each other. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, you'll be destroyed by each other. Don't provoke or envy one another. Gently, patiently tolerate one another. Be kind, tenderhearted, and forgive one another. Bear with and forgive one another. Seek good for one another and don't repay evil for evil. Do not speak evil against one another. Don't grumble against one another. Confess your sins to one another. Bear with one another in love. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Regard others as more important than yourselves. Serve one another. Wash one another's feet. Live in harmony with one another. Clothe yourselves in humility toward one another. Greet one another with a kiss. Romans 16 and elsewhere. Bear one another's burdens. Speak truth to one another. Don't lie to one another. Encourage and build one another up. Stir one another on to love and good works and pray for one another. How about that? Wow. That is a lot we're called to do to one another. So some encouragement this morning, WWIB. Lots more great music and lyrics you can trust on the way here on WWIB. But our friend Drew Fralick is in Michigan, and we like to catch up with him on Mondays when we can. And we didn't talk to him for a couple weeks now because of Labor Day last week. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, how's it going?
Just fine. Drew and his wife co-host. They co-pastor. They co-pastor.
That was a Freudian slip. They co-host the comedy show at the church every Sunday morning.
He loves stand-up comedy, and he's got something in that regard we're going to tackle. But also, they co-pastor the Vineyard Church in Detroit, and you've got, what's your new sermon series here for the fall?
So the new series is called Anticipation and Joy, and it's about baptism.
Okay.
And so we're kind of working our way towards the end of the fall where we're going to have a big baptismal service.
Huh.
And I was telling people, you know, it's a big deal. It's like rebirth. It's like a wedding, you know. And so yesterday I wore this really, really loud shirt to church. It's like this yellow shirt with musical notes all over it.
Huh.
It was actually my father-in-law's Halloween costume a few years ago.
Ah, okay.
And I've been telling people, like, hey, get excited. Let's have some joy, you know. Like,
yeah.
whatever you want to wear to church the next 6 weeks, I give you permission. Like, my brother, he connects by, like, going out in the woods and hunting. You can wear camo.
If
you want to wear your Lions jersey.
Yeah.
I told people, if you want to wear your Ohio State sweatshirt, you need to find a new church. Just don't come back. No.
You got to draw the line. You got to draw the line somewhere, and that would not be good. All right. Also, though, you've got, and again, that sounds really good and creative. People should, imitation's the sincerest form of flattery. So if somebody wants to try that at their church, go ahead. That's a great idea. But
there
then also, this is where you do stand-up comedy as well as pastoring. And tell me about this open mic you're hosting.
Okay. So the open mic I'm hosting tonight is actually right down the street from the church. It's Michigan's longest-running open mic. It's, Mark, it's 6 hours long, and it's just like this all-you-can-eat buffet of open mic comedy, which, you know, open mic comedy is like the free bin at the garage sale.
Okay,
you know,
yeah, right.
Junk. There might be a few gems in there, but mostly it's no good. But I tell people, you know, I say, look, comedy cannot end badly. Either you'll laugh or it'll be painful and build character.
Well,
so.
Either you'll laugh or you'll cry, right? One of the two, so.
Or stare apathetically at Monday Night Football game.
6 hours of a buffet and 6 hours of open mic comedy for amateurs?
Yes. And Mark, it's quite painful. I should take you sometime. It's it's quite eye-opening. It's almost like recovery meeting gone awry or something.
Well,
it's
every Monday we do Make Us Laugh Monday, and that's the radio version where people step up with their jokes, if you know what I mean. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm reading between the lines on what you're saying.
Here's one that you may want to use at the open mic night because Cliff and Spooner with this joke. Here we go. We'll try it in front of a professional, Cliff. Cliff says, how do you communicate with a fish? You drop it a line.
Okay, that's going to be my opener and my closer. I'm going to open and close.
Wow. Well, that'll be a big hit then.
And then I'll email Cliff and let him know how it went.
All right. Well, here was one we had earlier from John in Ladysmith. So let me let him tell it in his own voice. We'll close with that. Here we go.
Perfect.
Why did Johnny Appleseed cross the street to get to the other cider?
There you go. You might want an apple joke for the fall. Love you, Drew. Thank you. See, we don't just receive from Drew. We give. We give to Michigan. There we go. To get to the other cider. Ben Fuller on WIP. He's coming in concert in 3 months, December 11th, at the Pablo Center with Zach Williams. Oh, my weekend 40th high school reunion on Saturday. I went to one house party in 40 years, never to an official reunion. Really glad I went. I needed some prayer, and I appreciated Caleb's prayer. It undergirded me. And sharing stories, people coming in from Baltimore, Atlanta, Colorado, California, from all over the country for this reunion gathering. And so that was a great time. One of my really good friends was in from Indiana, so it was great to see him for the first time in a couple of decades. Meanwhile, also getting back late Saturday after early Sunday, really, and because I was emceeing, working with Trinity Equestrian Center, their 20th anniversary. They think they had 750 to 800 people for their family fun day.
Wow.
Saturday afternoon after the rain, and a lot of free family fun and a good time had by all. And then Sunday, we had a service and a wonderful chicken dinner and a 9/11 tribute before a motorcycle ride. Number of riders as they're going to get this started again all the way to the high ground in Neillsville and back. And so a terrific time marking the great work they've done with equine therapy, especially for vets. They've done lots of other things, but talking about more than 750 military families, more than 7,000 equine therapy treatments, and a lot of people impacted and helped.
Well, I'd say a couple highlights from my weekend. It was a fairly quiet weekend, but a couple highlights. We've got our first flag football game tonight. So just some one-on-one time with Cooper practicing football. And then actually Nora came out and helped as well, too. But we just ran through just some drills kind of one-on-one in the backyard. And so that was just kind of a fun father-son bonding thing to see him improving and to be able to work on things and to try and learn so I could teach, because I'm nothing, not even close to an athlete. And so... Anyway, so it was fun doing that, to kind of that father-son activity. Uh-huh. And then kind of a rainy day activity on Saturday, visiting Whirlybird Coffee Co. and trying the Pie Pie Little Sebastian. That was an apple pie latte. Fantastic. Got my wife one of their phenomenal salad bowls with some pulled pork. And the kids tried a PB&J bar and a chocolate croissant. Rave reviews for that. So Whirlybird Coffee Co. and Chippewa, shout out to them. Thank you for the treats on Saturday.
All right, Make Us Laugh Monday, and we've got our best six jokes, three apiece. First up, Caleb, why did the chicken join the gym?
I'm not sure.
To work on his pecs.
Well, you know what? Speaking of all things gym-related, anyone want to buy some exercise equipment? I'm having a going-out-of-fitness sale.
Ah, there you go. Hey, you know, when I was young, I was scared of the dark. And now when I see my electricity, I'm scared of the lights.
I just feel that way. Well, you know what? Again, former life, former jobs. I quit my job when I was working for Nike.
Mm.
I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. All right. Hey, one last one from me. I think I like that one. My wife said, you really have no sense of direction, do you? And I was like, where did that come from?
Okay, and one more for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday. You can do better. 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail. A turtle is crossing the road when he's mugged by two snails.
No.
When the police show up, they ask the turtle what happened. The shaken turtle replies, I don't know. It all happened so fast.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, we're trying something out a little bit different this morning. In addition to Make Us Laugh Monday, also threw it out early here on the Wib Wake Up Show. How about a marriage tip? Because marriage is a marathon, not a sprint. And we could all use a little encouragement and some wisdom in that department. And our friend Keith was married to his beloved wife, Vicky, for many years. And he weighs in on the listener line at 396-1670.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Caleb. So my marriage advice to people is, one, Vicky and I never left the house without kissing one another, that whether it was just to run uptown or whatever the case would be, we always gave one another a kiss. Number two, we never yelled when we fought. We learned that early in our marriage. I mean, we were raised with siblings, so you know how the yelling goes. But we never yelled, because yelling just gets more yelling, and then you say something you can't take back. So we never yelled. We never had arguments in front of our children, that if we had a discussion we needed to have, we went to somewhere private. We learned this from a couple from our church, Earl and Harriet Moore, from watching them. Learned that little tidbit, and that worked out well for us. We also held hands everywhere we went. We were always connected. That people used to joke to me about, well, it's because I was blind as we got older. And that, no, we held hands right from the start. We always held hands. We were always connected. I miss her so much. Thanks, guys. Bye.
A lot of good tips there. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, and again, just thinking about what he said there, too, about watching other couples as well, too. And I think that's one of the things that's so important, especially in our church family as well, too, for younger couples, for one thing, to be willing to seek advice, to seek input, and for older couples as well to realize that you're being watched, that there are others who are maybe desperate for your counsel, even if you're not saying a word to them, but they're watching you and how you interact with your spouse. Maybe you've been married 3-4 times as long as they have. And again, just learning from one another. As Paul said, be imitators of me as I imitate Christ. And so I think what a great example that we can be setting for one another. And I know just in my life too, I mean, the first marriage you look at is your parents, right? Mm-hmm. And seeing what they've modeled for so many years and so many things that I want to be modeling to my children in the future as well.
The Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. Now, the famous saying, Caleb, is an apple a day
keeps the doctor away.
But I'm looking at a list from Healthy Living magazine, 8 foods you should eat every day. And even though we're into the apple season, people love and going to the apple orchards and everything, I'm not seeing apples on this list.
Maybe the apples is just such a given that they say, hey, 8 foods in addition to the apples and the 8 glasses of water.
That's
8 ounces or more.
Free space on the bingo card. All right, let's get it going here. We'll tell you the food and also what it helps, okay? First off, Popeye ate his spinach, and so should you every day. This is good for muscle growth. It's heart healthy, a bone builder, and it enhances your eyesight.
As you're meal planning, 8 foods you should eat every day from Healthy Living. Yogurt, it's a cancer fighter. I did not realize that. Bone builder, boosts immunity as well. Probiotics is all I knew about yogurt, but I guess I should eat more.
I want these in my starting lineup. Tomatoes, cancer fighter as well, heart healthy, and it boosts your immunity heading into the winter.
Another food you should eat every day, carrots, again, a cancer fighter, boosts immunity, and enhances eyesight. Now, that's something my mom told me from a long time ago, and I really thought if I eat enough carrots, maybe I wouldn't have to wear glasses. No such luck.
Yeah, right. Another food that you should eat every day is blueberries. We've heard about this as a brain stimulant, also a cancer fighter, heart healthy, and boosts your immunity.
Black beans, muscle growth, brain stimulant, heart healthy as well.
There you go. A couple of more. Walnuts, eat them every day. Muscle growth, brain stimulant, cancer fighter, heart healthy, boosts your immunity.
One more out of this list of 8 foods you should eat every day from Healthy Living here on the Wib Wake Up Show. How about oats? Oats, muscle growth, brain stimulant, heart healthy. So, I mean, a lot of this could be done with your morning breakfast if you have some oatmeal, right? And again, maybe I don't know that I would put the spinach in the oatmeal, but you can put the yogurt and the blueberries and the walnuts in the oatmeal and then figure out the rest. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of the area restaurants with that, you know, the fruit in the oatmeal, it's a great treat.
There you go.